This is Morning Edition on KACU. I'm Heather Claiborne. This week, we're hearing from the candidates on the May 5th ballot for City Council. Jack Rentz is one of three candidates running for Abilene's Place 2 City Council seat. The 66-year-old businessman says he's a team player and will make a difference in the way City Council works together. Jack, does the City Council need a big change in the way it works together?
I think they do. I think they really struggle to get on the same page and to move the city forward. I think there's just too much dissension in the council.
What issues make you want to serve on City Council?
I'm not running with any particular agenda. I'm just running because I think I can help the city. I've been here a long time, seen a lot of good things happen. I've seen a lot of mistakes made, and so I'm going just to be a servant to the city and help any way I can.
What are the things that you're particularly aware of as far as mistakes being made in the past and things that you want to be there for?
Well, it's a small mistake, I suppose, but they should have passed the street maintenance fee when they had it before the council. They had done all the education you can possibly do to such a large crowd. They should have voted on it then, because now it's back to the voters. And depending on the mood of the voters, it may or may not pass. But we need that money. I hope it passes. I encourage everybody to get out and vote in favor of it. We have to start working on our streets. And they missed an opportunity then to just do it. And I think it's because of nobody wanted the ugly letters to the Reporter News. And some of that comes with it. But we've got to pass that street maintenance fee.
Do you think the way that it's currently proposed is the right way to move ahead?
It's the best way for right now, yes. And maybe we can come up with something better down the road, but it's going to take some time and work, and we need to get started now.
One of the other things you've talked about is, with some enthusiasm, is the plan to build the downtown hotel. Will this development project be enough to attract conventions, boost traffic to Abilene? Do you see any potential drawbacks?
I really don't. The outside investor is putting $37 million in it. The local foundations are putting a total of $7.5 million. The city is more or less loaning $13 million, which will be paid back with the taxes that the state does not require us to send to Austin for the next 10 years. It's a small hotel. Don't think of it as a big hotel. 206 rooms, so we can bring conventions that have 400 or 500 people. The first come, first serve will get to stay downtown. It's a convention center. Everybody else will spill over elsewhere. If the interior is done, like I think it'll be done in very, very Abilene style, people walk in and say, wow, you know, this is a cool place. And the word will spread, and I think people in due time will come out here to stay in Abilene at that hotel and take in all the many events and things we have downtown.
You have said that you think some populations in Abilene are underserved. Which groups do you think are not being fairly or properly represented, and how do you think you would serve them?
We just need to bring in more higher-paying jobs for them to be able to transition into. And for starters, you have to have jobs, and then you have to go out and take those jobs. And with jobs comes money, and with money comes a better lifestyle.
Many of the residents and politicians have claimed that part of the reason Abilene's streets are in such bad condition is that, you know, as you said earlier, officials have failed to deal with the issue for a long time. What are some other issues that you think the city needs to be paying attention to that haven't gotten enough attention?
Well, you know, Norm Archibald promoted the Cedar Creek Reservoir heavily, and we need to stay on top of that for two generations down the road. We need to catch all the water in the Brazos River Basin we can before it gets to the Gulf of Mexico, because we can always let it go. That's important. What I think the citizens are going to have to start hearing more about is our aging infrastructure. It's not just streets. It's pipes. It's sewer lines. There's a lot of them. And the city has a bucket list of that. They know what they think they have to do and what year they think they're going to have to do it. But we're going to have to start telling people that this town's getting older, and it's going to cost some money to maintain what we have. And I'm pretty certain no one wants to give up really anything we have. So we're going to have to pay a little bit to live here, but that's okay. We live here in the Dallas, so it's a pleasure to live here.
Well, I want to give you the chance to explain to our listeners what sets you apart for this second city council seat as opposed to those that are also running for it.
Well, I'm a pretty good team builder. I've got a company with 305 employees now, total from three companies, and I'm free to do this public service because I've built a team of really good people that run it for me. I trust them, and that's what how I look at the city employees. It's really good people. We need to get the teamwork going, and And I'm pretty good at that. I'm a pretty good leader. I didn't study leadership. I've just evolved into leadership positions everywhere I've been, and so that's what I plan to do if I'm elected, and I'll help them get this city going on down the road.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Jack Rentz is one of two challengers vying for place two for Abilene's city council in this Saturday's election. We're hearing from the other candidates for place two and place one throughout this week. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the current place two councilman, Bruce Kreitler. Find us on Facebook to hear the other interviews in this week's series. For KECU, I'm Heather Claiborne.